In its latest earnings report, Vail Resorts, listed as MTN on the New York Stock Exchange, noted it's setting aside $5 million this year for a legal battle with Park City Mountain Resort. As we've reported, Toronto-based Talisker Corp, which owns most of the property under Park City Mountain Resort, is embroiled in a lease dispute with Park City. Last May, in a deal with Talisker, Vail Resorts agreed to pay $25 million a year for the next 50 years to assume all of the resort operations at Canyons and to lease the thousands of acres that Talisker owns at both Canyons and Park City Mountain Resort. Talisker has served PCMR with an eviction notice saying that the leases have expired, but PCMR executives disagree, saying there were assurances that the leases would be extended and, acting on good faith, Park City Mountain Resort poured millions into infrastructure and other on-mountain improvements. According to a report in the Boulder Journal, over the next fiscal year, Vail Resorts expects to spend more than $7 million for litigation and what it called integration of the leased property. Adding the Canyons to its portfolio has apparently helped strengthen sales of Vail's Epic Pass, which for less than $700 allows skiers and riders access to 26 different mountains in 5 different states and 4 countries. According to a statement in the Boulder Journal from Vail Resorts CEO Rob Katz, since announcing the Canyons deal last May, Vail has seen a material acceleration in pass sales in the Tahoe and Utah markets, as well as the other destination markets. According to the latest earnings report, while Vail Resorts' fourth quarter revenues are down, its net income for the year has more than doubled to what it saw a year ago. The report shows that sales of ski passes through September 22nd, when almost 60% of total sales are made for the upcoming ski season, are up about 23% in sales dollars versus the same period last year. Earlier this week, a Bank of America analyst reiterated a buy rating for Vail Resorts and raised its price target from $72 to $76. Vail Resorts stock closed at $69.56 a share on Wednesday afternoon. I'm Leslie Thatcher, KPCW News.